This realignment shit is getting nuts. You just found the most entertaining Iowa podcast in the world. It's the Washed Up Walk-Ons. We didn't think we were going to have Kevin on this episode, but then he magically appeared. And we all know that Kevin is the guy we want to hear from when we're actually talking the ins and outs of college football. Head to the 27-minute mark if you don't want to hear some of the bullshit non-football conversation. Otherwise, you know what it is. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back. This is the Friendship Podcast. Today is truly just the Friendship Podcast. We don't even got Kevin. He is buried in somebody's hip right now. And sucks to be him. It's been a long ass day for me. My fucking headphones weren't working. My camera's not working. I'm ready to break it. So it's whatever.
What camera are you using? Are you using a camera that I've sent you?
No, man, I got a camera that I had got already, and it used to work fine, and it just...
Technology ain't great out in the Queen Creek, man.
Pisses me off, dude.
Yeah, Kevin's... This is just DHT extra.
This really is just DHT2.
It's just a DHT that everybody else gets. So congrats to everybody else who does.
You guys, we didn't even do the "Am I the Asshole" from this past week. So we bring that little segment on today.
We can do a couple, and shout out to those on the Patreon who are normally getting the DHTs. Got two last week.
They're going to get two every week here on forward.
There's a development of a Drake and Gary show, which might
it's
have
DGT.
To,
it's Drake yeah, and Gary Thursdays.
Might have to yield its own merchandise at some point, but yeah, I want to just give a big shout out to all those who participated in the Gary fund, the Gary the intern fund.
Yes.
After final tabulations of Patreon taking their cut and you know the 50% that goes to the kids, Gary pulled himself in. Well, should I say, or should I not say?
No, don't say.
We
can say someone at the last minute. Canceled their subscription, so it actually dipped at the last possible minute. Someone withdrew their money. So
like, fuck this Gary guy. We gotta
He's like, actually, I don't want to see it. But if you did participate, or if you're just a Patreon person in general, thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I appreciate everyone being there. It's like to be able to just talk sports and someone listens to it, and then sometimes money comes this direction. Is awesome. It's fantastic. It's crazy to me. I love it more than anything, and I love the listeners, and especially the Patreon people more than anything. If you just listen to this and you're not on Patreon, I still love you. You still have a special place.
Just not as much. You're just like the redheaded stepchild.
Yeah.
I can be bought. My love can be bought.
As we have said,
every man has a price.
Yeah. For the entirety of the show, we've said that we'll sell out to basically anybody. And that's the way we do it. So shout out, because Gary made a little coin. And I hope, Gary, that after making the Barn Gym Tour, which is out at this point, and after making the Nashville vlog, which will be out – see, this is coming out next Thursday, so this will be out tomorrow. I hope after making those two videos, you know, the little bit of the chunk of change that we made for you feels like that was worth it doing that. So
well, I mean, even if there's no chicken change, going to Nashville, going to Titan U was a unique form
of Hattie B's.
Yeah, it's a payment in itself, which I'm very grateful for.
Yep. Speaking of what you just mentioned, talking sports and just, you know, getting people to listen with your podcast, you're in the Kitchen podcast, and now doing two DHTs a week and two of these a week, brother, you're doing like 16 podcast episodes a week, man.
Yeah, I never stop talking. Yeah, I mean,
do you get sick of listening to yourself like I get sick of listening to myself?
I don't know. I mean, I don't do any of them solo.
I guess you don't talk as much on ours sometimes. So
yeah, I get a there's a healthy amount of voices, I'd like to say.
Gee, I mean, tonight I wanted to talk realignment, but I really want Kevin's opinions on the realignment stuff. So I think we're going to save that and use that as one of the lead-ins into the season. I will say this, by the time this comes out next Thursday, we've got two more episodes to record. And then the third episode after that, it's game week.
Wait, so you're going to release a realignment episode like 3 weeks after the news?
I mean, that, all that realignment stuff will still be, it'll still be worth it to get our thoughts on it. I just don't think that us talking about realignment without Kevin would do it justice. So,
yeah,
I feel like he'll have a lot of opinions on it. Yes, we're behind the news cycle. I get it. We're going to be caught up to the news cycle as we get into the season because we will no longer be recorded a week ahead or half a week ahead. We do that so that the job part of this is a little bit easier on me. And selfishly, I don't care. So anyway, I appreciate you getting on the microphone 100 times a week. And I think the people do too.
Like I said, I like to do this. I mean, I think it's, like I said, if one person wants to hear it, I will show up every time and do it. So they'll get 8 shows a week if they want. That's,
well, they can show up and meet Gary in person from 2 to 4 on September 1st.
They can.
Back Pocket Brewery, the boys are going to be doing a live show. We're going to see if we can maybe call Drake in for that. I don't know. We can get him on the phone, get him on.
Could we get him like the Jor-El head from Superman, like the floating head? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't know if we can do that.
Kind of like a Wizard of Oz thing potentially.
Yeah, my plan is, if we're gonna, maybe we can get him in on Restream and then we can all connect through the soundboard like I normally do and still record with him that way. People aren't gonna be able to come and see Drake Kulik live in person like a show animal at the state fair.
But you can come down to Phoenix and see me any day at 10:30.
Yeah.
I'll let you know where to find me. We can hang. You got to train though.
Yeah.
If you come down the one, you got to train.
But if you want to meet G-Bone Gary in person or Kevin Ward in person, nobody wants to meet me. Come to Back Pocket.
That's not fair. There's got to be some people that like care about analytics and CrossFit and stuff that would probably like to talk to you.
Couple.
That's 100% true.
Maybe. Yeah. I do have a couple. There's a couple Kluber fans. Although, boys, I was sent some screenshots. We have these little online mercenaries. That are just like self-employed to the walk-ons. They just are for the cause. They feel the need to just like keep me updated or keep the walk-on account updated. This was sent to my personal account. I was sent some screenshots today of a someone made me the topic of a conversation, and then also our podcast the topic of a conversation, an entire message board thread on one of the Iowa message boards. And I think it was just one guy that was kind of leading the charge, but there was a few people who jumped in and agreed with his takes, just absolutely trashing us so hard. It was unbelievable. We deserved to get trashed. He was calling you a MAGA racist.
I mean, of course, there's people who are going to label. Dude, there's probably somebody out there that's calling me a lesbian. Like, I don't give a fuck.
I know. It's just this guy dedicated significant time, and I want to.
He could dedicate all that time to D's, bruh.
Yeah. Well, one of their complaints was, I thought. I don't know if this was from him or somebody else, but it's like, I thought when you get to be 28, 29, 30 years old, you stop calling people bro and bra, and like stuff. He's like, I was like, what a complaint. Nah, bruh. It's like, how about you don't grow up and just have fun with life? How about that one?
I get in a cage and fight with my hands every day. So I'll say whatever I want, bro.
He was like, one of the digs on me was like, he's like, their views are dipping. So now Kluver's peddling his fitness program on Twitter and begging people to DM him.
He's already, you've been doing that since we graduated.
It's like, brother, that's my career.
Do you have do you have the screenshots or like the link to the message board?
Yeah, I do.
Can we get some quotes?
I can send it to you guys.
I actually do love that I'm getting trashed though.
I kind of like
once in a while I'm in that mood where I'm just like, oh yeah, asphyxiate me, bitch.
Yeah, I just love the fact that they, you know, somebody, this was the best comment on the whole thread. And I don't know if this person was for or against us, but people were starting to get fucking pissed. I mean, this guy was making it political because he brought up the MAGA stuff. Somebody got into the thread 4 or 5 pages deep and said, clearly Kluver is so in your head that you created an entire thread about the five years past long snapper. Like, and that just really put it in perspective.
Think about,
like,
that, bro. 5-year-old long snapper is in this dude's head rent free forever.
Rent free. Crazy.
Gary, you got ghosts in your crib?
I was just going to say, who's walking into your room, bro?
Because that tripped me out for a second. I thought that was my door.
Yeah. You got a dog? Can't be better than Tristan's dog.
Oh.
Look at the little guy.
Hold on. I'm going to handle the other dog's crying. Hold on.
Okay. Gary's got to handle his children. Yeah, man. We were getting lit up. It was pretty funny. I
just got confirmation with Kevin. He'll be on in 20.
What? Really?
So we're going to get a cream cast here at the end of this.
Wow. We love that. We love that little development.
Which means we can for sure talk conference realignment. Gary, cut that.
What? Cut what?
When we were talking about, we're not going to talk about conference
realignment. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gary still doesn't edit these, bro. I edit them.
Oh, well, it's funny. Cut that.
Yeah, cut that. Gary, Kevin's going to be here.
I got
a little bit. So,
dude, I kind of like being a MAGA racist. I'll just own it.
He had some pretty good digs. It was like, and then he had some Kevin. Everyone loves Kevin. Like, most people love Kevin. I think the sentiment on there was Kevin, like, can't believe Kevin Ward still associates with these two college bro douches or whatever.
Not only does he associate with us, he loves us. He invites us into his home. Yeah. He invites us on vacations with him and his lady. Yeah. I mean, it's he loves us. Sorry to break your heart.
I think the best thing with whenever, like, we get a comment like that, or someone really, we rarely get run into anything like this, but when I get deep in a rabbit hole on a thread that I get sent, I will get to the point where I'll read everything. And then I kind of start to feel bad about it. Like, fuck, like, are we really that shitty?
And that's why I'll never read anything.
I just have such a thick skin. And the thing I always remember, and I don't remember who I heard say this, but I just remember it and it stuck so well, is nobody more successful than you is ever punching down, right? Like, so if someone's throwing shots, it's coming from beneath you.
I don't know. I do get punched a lot by Bader. He's for sure punching down.
He's punching down on you for sure. Was that why it was a tough day?
No, it was just long. So I went and trained jiu-jitsu. It was a long day of jiu-jitsu. I actually taught today because our coach showed up late. Bo Dog, he was showing up late. And I started showing a move that the other black belt was like, no. Keep going. Hey, everybody, come here. And so I went through it, and he was like, I absolutely love that. So then I spent the next half hour teaching this sequence.
Sensei Drake.
And Bo came in, and he tried to break my balls about it at first, but he's like, I actually only have one critique on this position, and it was basically the critique of, do you know where to go and how to do it when they counter this? And he was like, I actually genuinely love this move and do this and try and perfect it. And then did a long jiu-jitsu session, talked to Bo for a bit about MMA afterwards, conditioned, went, drove 20 minutes out of the way to get a haircut. Then the traffic on the way home at 5 o'clock, blow your brains out type of traffic. And I was angry about that for a while. And I got home, 45 minutes, hung out, and then we're on here. So I'm just tired. It's been a long day.
Long day. Long day. Gary, how's the day going for you?
It's good. I got to golf a little bit with some friends, soaking in the last little bit of the Colorado sunshine.
That's a college summer right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to
golf with the pros.
That was fun.
What'd you shoot?
I mean, we're not there for the scores. I probably shoot between like a 95 and like a 105 every time, somewhere.
So a very respectable once a month,
casual
score. Just like your casual golfer. That's super respectable.
Yeah, I'm just there. I'm there for fun. Like we're not setting records. It's not a crazy thing.
If you're shooting 95, there are many good shots mixed in with the bad.
Yeah, I just can't hit like 2 to 3 great shots in a row. If I hit 2 dead center shots, the third one's gonna be going like it's a right angle.
You pressure cooked it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not going to work. But yeah, so got a little golf in, and then I just spent basically the rest of the day just reading people getting mad about our videos. So,
oh, I love that, Gary. Yeah.
Jeez, we were getting you and I were getting trashed on the Jersey take on Instagram.
Me?
Yeah, it's not going over well, guys. It's not
good.
It's not going great.
The funniest comment was, hold on. Grant plays it up. He clickbaits him in the screenshot, the freaking display images. Is it weird? ? And it's got 27 comments, and someone says, "Tell me more about your boy. What do you and your guy do together?" Massive L take. Jersey on when the squad is playing. Fellas, is it gay to enjoy sports and support teams?
I still think it's crazy. Just do whatever you want. Just wear jerseys.
Take in history. Super worried about being gay. Y'all mad corny.
That comment's mad corny.
Y'all are trying so hard to seem straight it looks gay.
I am gay. What do you want from me?
Yeah, what if we are gay, man? I mean, I have a kid, but... Man, I'm sticking by that take. I do, yeah. Here's the thing. Back to the message boards thing. In the past, people have claimed that we're just a hot take podcast.
I'm a hot take. That's a hot boy.
That's not wrong.
But I don't. I think it is wrong because most of what I would say, almost 100% of what Drake and I say, that seems like a hot take, is just actually how we feel. A hot take podcast.
I thought you were talking about my hot takes back in the day that all ended up being correct.
Our Super Bowl recap episode was 20 minutes of the Chiefs colluding with the refs on cheating.
Okay. That's – I guess if you clip that out,
hot
sure.
Take, boys.
It could seem like a hot take, but that's for comedy, right? Those aren't – we're not
– I was for real. I think the Chiefs are cheating.
They might be. No, I just like I think some people think that we get on here and because we're further away from the program and we don't know as many people, like I think they really legitimately think that we plan on like some stuff to say that will like be controversial so that people click on our shit. Wild. That's a hot take.
I just get on here to talk to my friends.
Yeah, these are just my real thoughts.
You guys should start being like the Iowa Heels.
I've thought about it.
I've been that for a long time, Bubba.
I'm thinking about turning, man. I'm thinking about turning heel like Seth Rollins did, honestly.
Yeah, I already think I'm probably viewed as the bad guy in most situations. So, like, I'll just eat that.
Oh, this guy was coming for you, Trey. This guy was talking about how you were fucking... he was claiming that you got... you were getting in fights back in Muscatine in a church league softball game.
I never played church league softball, so that's
I mean, he
a
was
lie.
Make. That's what I'm saying. He was making shit up. I'm pretty sure. Just to like, just
I literally never played a game of softball in my life. Played a lot of baseball. It wasn't church league. Never played a single game of softball.
I mean, this guy was like, I know him. I live in Bettendorf. I know people who know Drake Kulik. He's absolutely an ass. Like, this guy was just, he had it out for our guts, bro.
Can you pull up the receipts? Can we get
I really love it. I hope he put his name on it. At least stamp it.
I believe his name was
it's a message board. It's probably not.
I believe it was Game Day Ron, which I guess that username has some like history to it within this Iowa forum. It's the Rivals forum, I think. I got to try and find it because it was just sent to me in screenshots.
I mean, if he knew me in high school, it's a wrap.
That is a wrap, you know? That's an absolute wrap. And honestly, if you knew me in high school, well, not much has changed. If you knew me in high school. Yeah. The entire thread is titled Washed Up Walk-Ons Host Rankings. Let me read you the first post. It's by this guy, Game Day Ron 01.
Hey, it's Peter Harmon, the food guru, here to talk about Gray's Gourmet To Go. At Gray's Gourmet To Go, we are madly and passionately in love with three things: chicken lips, pizza, and great food to go. Chicken lips are the most beloved food in Iowa City. And if you don't know what a chicken lip is, you're really missing out. Our second passion is pizza. We're hell-bent on making great pizza. Yeah, you can get cheap pizza anywhere. But if you're a real pizza aficionado, you gotta try our meatball pizza. It's made with a natural starter. And like sourdough bread, it's soft and crispy and light as air. And the third thing that we're wildly and passionately in love with is great food to go. We believe you want to feed your family something great at home, but you're too busy with life to stop and cook. That's why we built Gray's Gourmet To Go. So the next time you need to feed the gang and you don't feel like cooking, just come to graysgourmettogo.com.
Number one, Ward. He's actually intelligent and is the only person worth listening to on the pod. You can tell he cringes a lot when the others fart from their mouth often. Kluver, number two, a self-righteous health nut who admits he doesn't even like college football, brings his own cooked food to cookouts and makes fun of people for drinking, tries to sell his workout plan on Twitter and begs people to DM him about it. And honestly, all true. Kulik, a MAGA racist.
Just right off jump.
A MAGA racist who tweeted a lot of anti-Muslim stuff. It was one thing.
It was one. Come on. It was a graphic.
And he didn't even look at it before he tweeted it. Also defended Chris Doyle and said the blacks were wrong.
That's him just making shit up.
Making shit up.
Chris Doyle to the grave, and I still do, Game Day Ron 01.
Is completely stupid and talks like he's 15. Brah, like I really hate Nebraska, dude. 2 and 3 are clowns. That was the first post to start the thread.
I think he shot like 50% there.
Was I in the receiving votes for the rankings?
This
must not have been, because if I placed in front of Gary, then he's just.
Well, this was just 3 weeks ago, and you did not get mentioned, Gary. I mean, you clearly haven't said anything.
I was trying to make the I'll make the rankings by the end of the season.
The second post is, I think it's all a joke, and most of it is intentional to grab attention and stir shit up. Many sports talk shows, podcasts, etc. are like this. They feel like they need to be edgy, whether they actually believe what they are saying or not. No. By the way, the MAGA racist comment is childish and old. If you want to accuse a person of being racist, then back it up with facts. That guy kind of stood up for you.
Well, I appreciate him.
Someone responded pretty spot on. Pretty spot on. And then it just gets like crazy political, and they stop talking about us and they start talking about Trump and Joe
Biden. Of course they do, because it's all these robots can talk about.
It's crazy. I'm not even sure these are real people. It's wild.
Man. It was a fun
there's more, but I don't want to keep going down.
Creamy.
What did I just walk in on?
You walked in getting body bagged.
Yeah.
Well, what else is new? In what, the Discord or what?
No. I was sent some screenshots. I was sent some screenshots of an online forum where they literally started a thread that was titled Washed Up Walk-On's Host Rankings. And then the first post was them ranking us and just trying to absolutely like shit down our throat, basically, because I guess we made him real mad or something.
This was 3 weeks before the Jersey Superfan controversy.
Yeah, true. There's going to be more of this.
What were the rankings? Grant's obviously number one.
No, Grant didn't make it. You were number one. I was number two, and Drake was number three. But the clarifier at the bottom is just two and three are clowns.
I want to be a clown.
A lot of what people said deeper into the forum when they actually commented on that and didn't argue about Joe Biden versus Trump was that people are surprised that you still associate with us.
Yeah, I'm surprised myself, but here we are, 5 years later, what am I going to do?
Fuck. Dude,
I've said this before. I cannot wait before I have to go and do another job interview and defend what I spent 5 years of my life doing.
But don't defend it, right? Just be like, yeah, man, I fucked up.
I know. There's no hiding it. You just got to own up to it. It's like, yeah, I was part of this podcast. One of the members has some pretty extreme political views.
Dude, this gets to the end, Drake, five pages deep of the original poster, getting in an argument back and forth with somebody else. And it ends by him saying, I could definitely please your wife better than you can. Like, that's how absolutely immature this gets. He's trying to say that we're the douche bros. He ends it by saying he's going to stick his dick in this some guy's wife. Like,
and just think about this. This guy, so it goes past him just hating on us. It goes to the point, like, this guy spends his days just angrily punching his phone screen.
Yep. He got real mad about something that we said. Because he was going after everybody in this motherfucker.
Son, boy.
I don't want to go to rehab.
Like fun. I will send you this shit. It is unbelievable. He's telling people they got small balls. It's unreal. All right, we'll get into some real shit. I'll have to put a big old clarifier. Go to 27 minutes in if you want to listen to the big stuff. Kev, I'm glad you showed up.
Glad to be here.
Well, one, because are you still in scrubs or is that just a t-shirt?
No, it's just a blue shirt.
Okay. There's been some shit going down. The Pac-12 isn't a thing anymore.
For one more year.
So this all takes effect next year.
That is my understanding. Yeah. Is that 2024, there's going to be 18 Big Ten teams.
And
so are we going to change the conference name?
You can't change the name.
Have to.
You
can't be the Big Ten when you have twice that many teams.
I mean, no, at this point, call them Big Papa or something.
Big Daddy. what about just – how about this? Just call them the Big. Just the Big.
I hate that.
That makes my skin crawl.
Call them Big Diesels.
There's I don't know what it is, but there's better names out there than the Big.
Well, you give me one.
I don't know what it is.
No, man, it's like when you buy a company, man, you keep the name because the name's got a lot of value to it.
That's true.
They're gonna rename the conference just X now.
Oh, is Elon gonna be the commissioner? I'd be down for that.
No, that was a joke. I hope they don't do that.
So can someone inform me, because I'm not that well informed, if the Texas and Oklahoma deal, which kind of started this, I feel like, did that start all of this?
No, this is Texas A&M's fault for leaving for the SEC in the first place.
Okay,
back in 2011.
Did Texas A&M go to the SEC before Nebraska came to the Big Ten?
I want to say yes.
1 year before?
Something like that? I want to say yes, though.
Yeah, search that, Gary. So I feel like this has all been kind of...
It's Johnny Manziel's fault is what you're talking about.
Which, by the way, have you watched that doc?
I've not yet, but...
Watched it last night.
It's fantastic.
I watched 70, maybe 80% of it today. Had to stop because then I was being father, but pretty great. Pretty fantastic. Not going to spoil it, Kev, because you'll enjoy it, but we'll talk about that on another one. So is Texas and Oklahoma next year, which is supposed to be the last year that the Big Ten is currently the Big Ten and the Pac-12 is currently the Pac-12, are they going to the SEC next year, or does they have one more year in the
Texas, Oklahoma?
Everyone's next year.
Next year.
Okay. Also, an update. Nebraska moved to the Big Ten like 20 days before.
So I
don't know who announced
this.
It
all
first.
Comes back to the Cornhuskers.
So I don't know who announced it first, but that was the they technically were in the Big Ten like 20 days.
Well, before. Let's just go ahead and blame Nebraska because fuck those guys. It's their fault.
Careful,
They ruined college football.
I'll tell you what. According to Top Shelf Ron, that is that's a cold take, and you're a MAGA racist now, dude. They're red.
Top Shelf Ron. It was game day Ron. So we now have, I say we like I'm part of the Big Ten. We got Washington and Oregon and UCLA and USC. Those are the four teams that in 2024, next year, will be a part of the Big Ten schedule, which they came out with a couple months ago, and now we'll have to completely redo.
Which we needed, by the way. We had a ridiculously hard schedule.
We had a little bit of a tough draw in that first one. Not that adding Oregon and Washington could make it any... I mean, it could potentially get harder, I guess, but...
Hey, man, it's like you put the blackjack hand out there. You had a little gamble, and then the pit boss, you lost the hand. The pit boss comes by, hey, that hand's no good. We got to redeal.
Not always bad, right?
Right. You might lose again, but, you know, maybe you get a better deal out of it.
Now, what happens here is we gain those two teams, so the Pac-12 is essentially left down to who do we got, Oregon State?
It's Oregon yes. State and Cal.
Washington State?
Washington yes. State
and Stanford. Those are the four teams.
Which it sounds like Cal and Stanford are entertaining their options for next year. And it sounded like the Big Ten was maybe going to scoop them up for a little bit.
And make it a 20-team conference.
Yeah, I mean, when you're 18, why stop, right?
Which logistically for me makes it easier. 20 makes it easier than 18. Because
those are the two I don't want, though. Of those four, those would be my last choices. Like Oregon State.
Well, Grant, you don't get to choose.
If you're thinking of like rivalry week, you want to bring Oregon State in for the Civil War and you want to bring Washington State in for the Apple Cup.
But I think you still get one non-conference game at least. Like Iowa's still going to play Iowa State.
Is Washington going to want to schedule their one non-conference game against Washington State? Are they going to want to schedule like
Iowa State?
Well, yeah, even I don't even know if I was.
I don't know how much. I don't know if the Cy-Hawk is as sturdy as you think it is anymore.
Like, I don't see why wouldn't they schedule like a
well, I mean, it depends. I don't know. The idea was you're still going to play 9 conference games, right?
I don't think you can.
They're moving it to
10.
I saw they were moving it to 10.
10?
I saw they were looking to go 10.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, that means you get one cream puff and then you get you can get your in-state rival if they're not in the same conference.
So here's the thing is with 20 teams, 18 to 20 teams, you probably need a 10-game conference schedule to separate teams by the end of the year.
If you're still doing – yeah. I mean, you're getting to the point where you almost need a playoff within your own conference.
I was just going
to
say you're going to have – I mean, you're going to have 8 teams that are all 6-3.
If you have, yeah, exactly. If you have, unless you had a 20-team conference, right, which means there's 2 divisions of 10, which means all 9 of your conference games are going to be the 9 opponents on your side of your division.
Can you do it that way, though?
You can. I mean, you'd have a certified victor by the end. Everyone will have played each other.
It would be clean for a conference champion, but how can you – you're essentially just creating 2 mini conferences within the conference because you're never year after year playing anybody from the other division.
Yeah, you might get one crossover game to the other division. When, and that's what's the shame about this, too, is like, I don't know what they're going to do with divisions going forward, or if they're, I heard the idea of like doing like little pods, like there's like,
so
4 or 5 team pods.
I like that better. Huh. I like if we get to 20, I like going to 5 team pods.
Well, you know what you're describing. You're just describing like, okay, we put them all in little divisions, and then we call it the NFC and the AFC.
That's exactly
they,
what
they
it
play.
Is.
And then they play the wild card. They play the divisional, and then they play in the championship.
Hey, if we're gonna go to 20 team conferences, that's how it's gonna have to be done.
Like,
I think you have to schedule. I think you have to go to 5 team pods. You play your pod every year, right? So the Iowa's pod would probably be Nebraska, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois.
But right. Then I stand by my point. I'm going to be like, I'll be upset. If,
I mean, that's if you're doing geographically, right?
That's the first thing that came to mind. Yeah.
I mean, do the Pac-12 schools benefit? I guess they do because they're part of the contract. But I was just thinking, okay, if they're just their own little pod, what's the point of them even coming to the Big Ten?
Well,
they get the TV dollars regardless.
The other problem with that is, I mean, it's never, there's no clean way to do this either. Because if you do end up going to 20 teams, you now have 6 West Coast teams. And one of them is going to be left out of that West Coast pod and be in there with it's going to end up being like USC, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Illinois.
Yeah. I mean, the reason I just hate this is because there's going to be a team in your conference that you play like once every 8 years.
Potentially. Yeah.
That would be so weird. But at the same time, it would be kind of cool.
I don't. I think they could.
If you're
probably
only playing 4 of the same teams every year rather than like 7, you could get a whole lot of new games. I guess it's not. Doesn't seem like the worst idea.
Rutgers once a year, or once every 8 years.
Yeah. Can we? You know, if we're expanding out west, can we drop a couple of the East Coast teams?
No, we need Rutgers. You don't realize how much we need Coach Schiano.
Dead ass, the best thing would be to drop Maryland and Rutgers. No. As we've gotten to 18, now we go back to 16, do 4 four-team pods. You play your pod every year. You get three conference games out of that. There's 3 other pods. You play 2 teams from the other 3 pods every year. It rotates within those pods. That's your 9 conference games, 16 teams. Rutgers and Maryland have to go to the MAC, and no. Everything's good.
Mac needs to stay untouched forever. That's a perfect conference.
Except for the fact that Rutgers and Maryland would be 500 in the MAC. That's not true, but
well, they would be they would go like big, probably like ACC, or if that's even around anymore, or like maybe they restore the Big East or something.
The Big East.
You know what I just thought about right now, listen to this conversation, is how weird it is that the NFL plays interconference games twice a year. Like playing the same team twice in the same year would feel so weird for me.
But it's a 17-game schedule, and you're only playing 3 teams twice.
Yeah.
And you get that home and away feel, that kind of like
– yeah, but you're still playing the same squad. Like if there's bad blood after the first one, like the second one's destined for
– well, that's part of the intrigue though, isn't it?
And then you could play them again in the playoffs sometimes. You could play the same team 3 times in the same year potentially.
Yeah,
that seems wild to me.
I agree with Drake. I don't think the Broncos should have to be subjected to playing Patrick Mahomes twice a year. Those games are under protest.
How about Mahomes being number 1 and Kelce being like number 5 or something on the top 100?
Yeah, I mean, really? It makes perfect sense.
It's pretty impressive.
They're both incredible at their position.
How about that picture that Josie got taken of him on the Broncos Instagram? That was
pretty sweet, right?
He was looking pretty juicy.
He got me pregnant, I think.
Wow.
Wow.
Did you notice that Josie Jewell is now wearing compression style pants with the knees showing and everything?
Really?
He's got compression short length football pants on.
So Josie's changed, huh?
I would say that he's definitely trying to turn his swag on.
Can't hate it.
Look in the mirror, say, what's up, what's up, what's up? Yeah, get money.
Can I ask another question about the realignment?
Absolutely.
Let's get back to it.
Yeah. So obviously a big loss of this, though, when I think about it, is the Rose Bowl traditionally is Pac-12 versus Big Ten.
Yeah.
Right. Does this mean now it's officially just going to be a part of, like, it's the semi every year? It's the championship every year?
Grant, you're talking about traditions in 2023.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
I will not apologize for liking the Rose Bowl. But
Game Day Ron thinks you're racist because you're trying to figure out where the Rose Bowl's going.
Game Day Ron can come debate me on Pac-12 football.
Okay.
It's because, like, UCLA plays in the Rose Bowl, so you Big Ten teams are going to go play in the Rose Bowl every year now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's definitely going to lose its significance, and it's probably just going to be. It should be like one of the, in my opinion, just permanent semifinal games.
It honestly, and no one wants to hear this, it might just be the Rose Bowl as what it is. You know, the Rose Bowl that we played in. It might just be a casualty of this. Like, it might still be a thing, but the grandeur of it all, it might die in the wind.
Don't put that evil out into the world.
I mean, you can make the argument it already had. Once the college football playoff came around, you cannot make the argument that it already had, right?
You're right.
Right. Especially when it became a playoff game, one of the two. So then that kind of threw the Big Ten, Pac-12 thing out. So
I have a hard time ever saying that the Rose Bowl won't matter. To me,
it's just not what it was, right?
Yeah, I guess you could say it's not what it was, but, like, for me, that will always be – forget what happened. That will always be one of, like, the most cherished memories my life.
Facts.
That's how much that meant. So
there was nothing else happening on New Year's Day that was for certain other than we were watching the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Which turned out to be unfortunate for us.
Yeah.
But a lot of people saw that ass whipping.
Yeah. Well,
I can't believe someone didn't call the cops because we were getting abused.
The warm-up was cool, I guess.
It was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, to answer your question, Gary, I don't know.
So I saw rumors that it was going to be basically like hopefully they get like Oregon State, Washington State, right? That it would basically like it'd go back to like West and East, and West is like the old Pac-12 plus like Nebraska, Iowa, maybe like Minnesota, it'd be like whatever
west
teams are
Mississippi
west.
And east of the Mississippi.
Yeah. And then it's like they play, like it's basically like the Pac-12 just stays and plays each other. Big Ten.
It's like what Kevin said. And then it's two 10-team pots.
But then the championship is still like the Rose Bowl. Like they just switch it to the Rose Bowl instead of Lucas.
You could just make the Rose Bowl branded as the Big Ten championship now.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
I don't either.
Indy was special.
Indy was equally as special
as the Rose Bowl. Everybody dreams with, like, if you grew up in the Midwest, you dream of being a Big Ten champ and you dream of playing in a Rose Bowl. And, like, you know, obviously the playoffs allowed us to play in the Rose Bowl, but still pretty thankful for that.
I was thinking about this. Don't love the idea of conferences expanding. You know, eventually it's probably just going to be the Big Ten versus the SEC.
It even got a tweet out of you.
Yes, it did. Name your 16, 18, 20, I don't care how many teams, but name your ideal Big Ten. Who is your ideal Big Ten team? You get to choose who do you want in the conference.
Every school but Notre Dame.
Really? You don't want Notre Dame in the Big Ten?
I'm not a Notre Dame guy personally.
I think
they're on my list of like I will root against them every game.
I'm not a Nebraska fan, but I would still keep them.
Yeah,
that was a joke. Obviously,
Kev, I think you have to put the parameter of number of teams on there because that.
All right, call it 18 teams like we're gonna have.
Okay.
Well, what and let's say we're gonna stick with the first 12. So those are your mainstays.
So Maryland and Rutgers are negotiable.
So the original 10 plus Penn State made 11, like back in the late 90s.
And then Nebraska.
Nebraska made 12. So you can kick out Rutgers and Maryland if you want, but from those 12, get to 18.
Ooh, okay.
Six more names.
Okay.
Give me Notre Dame, South Dakota State.
South Dakota State over at North Dakota State?
Or North Dakota, that's what I meant. North Dakota State Bison come up, and they play in the Big Ten.
Okay, I respect that.
Notre Dame, Oregon, Washington, and that's only 16, isn't it?
Yeah, two more. I'm surprised you're still going with the West Coast teams.
Only those two. I only want those two. I don't think UCLA or USC or nobody from California. I don't want that evil in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Not that Washington is.
Or Oregon and Washington are pretty tough in spots, too.
You're right.
There's some evil stuff going on.
I'd really like to cap it at 16 if we're being honest. I guess we keep Maryland and Rutgers, and that's my Big Ten.
All right. Interesting.
That's my Big 18. If it has to be 18, those are my 18. Honestly, I might try and grab. I'd rather have Boston College than Rutgers, man.
Oh, 100%. 100% agree with that.
I'll do that. I'll drop Rutgers. I'll keep Maryland. I'll pull in Notre Dame, Boston College, and North Dakota State, and then give me Washington and Oregon.
When I think of this question, I'm thinking, too, I want teams to fit the Big Ten vibe. I want geographically a little bit. I also think you got to think basketball a little bit, too. So I think I'm leaving the original 12. I'm keeping Rutgers. We need Tony Soprano University more than you guys think. We need it. All right. And then I'm adding Kansas. I'm adding Mizzou. I'm adding Iowa State.
I thought about Iowa State.
And then wild card, I'm adding Kentucky.
Okay.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow.
Or actually, no. Take out Kentucky. I don't want it. I retract that pick. I want, now that I'm looking at it, I want West Virginia instead.
Well, so.
Oh, country road.
You know what's great about that, Grant, is you really kept it geographical. Pretty geographical. Yeah.
No, I would like for them to be geographic still.
And to be honest, I think I like yours more than mine.
Yeah, and that's a good basketball. That helps basketball as well.
Helps basketball a ton.
I'm sure there's a big soccer fan out there that was like, that was actually a great soccer pick, Grant. Good job. but I'm not.
We'll be unbelievable for the tennis game.
I hope. Actually, I don't know if this. I'm not sure about that. But yeah, so my additions would be Kansas, Mizzou, Iowa State, and West Virginia.
I think that North Dakota State could go above 500. After a couple years in the Big Ten, could be an above 500 team.
North Dakota State, when they were on their championship run, would have gone to a bowl game every year.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, no question. They were a good football team.
Yeah. I mean, they could beat. Yeah.
Like, so like when they went on their run, like, oh man, probably what, 2012 through 2015?
16, yeah.
Those teams would probably curb stomp like the Purdue's and Indiana's of that era.
That's what I'm saying. Northwestern, Illinois back then.
Yeah, Illinois back then was tough. Northwestern had some good teams in that era.
They'd kill Rutgers.
Yeah, Rutgers, exactly.
They'd beat Maryland often.
That was back when we played 8 conference games. You played 4 non-conference games. So
Indiana.
If you won 3 conference games, you're more than likely going to go to the bowl game. So
Somebody on Twitter actually suggested, hey, what if we and I don't, this doesn't really speak to realignment so much, but as it does as in the North Dakota State conversation, they're like, what if the bottom 2 teams in FBS every year and the top 2 teams of FCS every year switch places for the next season?
Like, they do that in the Premier League, don't they?
It's relegation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, hey, guess what? Nevada, you're an FCS team this year. Well, North Dakota State and James Madison, welcome to the league.
Yeah, you're going to get and then it's going to get eventually to where like Wisconsin Whitewater Division III just ramps its way up and all of a sudden is playing Alabama week 2.
Hey, Whitewater's a nice stadium. That's where they used to hold the snapping camps, man.
Beautiful stadium.
Yeah.
One team I think you guys left out, I think would be a great addition to the Big Ten. Pitt.
Yeah, Pitt is similar to Boston College. They've got that Big Ten feel. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a good choice.
I would have loved to have Pitt in the Big Ten mix. I liked playing.
That was a fun game we played against them.
Yeah,
both games.
Yeah,
I wasn't there for the first one.
Drake, what are your answers here? Who you rounding off the Big 18 with?
You're making me pick six teams.
Yeah, we're gonna make Drake pick.
Okay. That's a lot for his brain, maybe.
I mean, especially for somebody who only cares about Iowa, and that's because of the coaching staff.
Give us one team. One team.
I want USC to come to Kinnick and get their dicks kicked in the snow.
Well, you might get to see that still anyway, so
hopefully.
How do we think them California teams are going to fare in late November?
They're going to get hurt.
Yeah. You know how many hamstrings are going to be on the injury report the next week?
You know how many heads are going to roll? Them boys don't want to be out there.
You know when Hayden Large comes through the B-gap and fucks up one of their linebackers and it feels like he just got put into an iceberg?
At the same time, though, boys, if we're talking 10-game conference schedules and you got to fly out to L.A.,
it's tough.
September 10th.
Yeah, it's tough.
I personally don't like the heat a whole lot. It's going to be tough.
Not that it doesn't get a little bit hot in Kinnick Stadium, too, though.
You're right. You're right. But
I mean, California is at least.
Personally, the heat, not a big fan of it.
Wouldn't be great flying out to Arizona, you know?
I'll play any team in the country in sub 30 degree weather. Absolutely. I don't care who it is.
I've said it 10 times. I'll say it another 10. Give me fucking Bama on November 28th in Kinnick.
I want Bama if it just somehow went frigid and we're playing in a blizzard. In a blizzard and a very hard surface.
We need 40 mile per hour winds and a foot of snow on the ground. Hey, boys.
Slow them boys down.
Strap them up. Let's see what you got.
I think the game that's almost like trickier is just like early start in like, I don't know, like Evanston on like grass that hasn't been mowed properly. It's like too long. And it's like
that grass was long as fuck.
They got to I think that that's almost like potential trip up more. It's in like the middle of the season, kind of like look ahead potential. Dude, like I could see that happening more. Like it's on like there's a bunch of like, other good games on you.
Stanford,
you flip over. You flip Stanford over to BTN.
Stanford went and played Northwestern. And had an 11 o'clock kick.
Got beat
the same year that they beat the shit out of us in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grant, I love it. Like Oregon walks into Champaign and they're like, what are we doing here? You know,
in the snow. Yeah.
It's 11 o'clock. So it's 9 o'clock Pacific time and there's nobody in the stadium and it's just dead.
Oregon's got their 17th
hard to get ready to play for.
Oregon's dressing in their 12th alternate of the year, and it's only the sixth game, and it's to run out in front of. I mean, I guess Bielema is building something over there, but you're right. Those are trap games for those West Coast teams.
While we're on talking the West Coast, so I saw that if the flight from Eugene to Piscataway is only 30 minutes shorter than like Piscataway to London.
All right, so let's get some rugby teams from London in the Big Ten mix.
Hey, expansion teams overseas. We might as well do it, right?
So whenever that game happens, the Oregon playing at 11 a.m. in New Jersey, I will be.
Luxembourg Lumberjacks in the Big Ten, huh? You know, let's get the Tokyo Titans over here. Fuck it.
I'm interested.
I don't know. It's all about money, right? I mean, they're making a lot of money.
So here's a interesting point with money as well. So this is an all sports decision too, which I think that if this was just football, I'd understand it. But like the women's soccer team,
did you see they were pissed?
Abides by this too. Well, I would be because not every sport makes money, right? Like they can fly football wherever they want, right? But like think about how long are schools going to fly like soccer or even like volleyball across the country all the time to play conference games
to get beat like, and to lose money.
Like how long are they going to do that?
If you're making so much more money off the football contract deals, they don't care.
I mean,
they have to fund the the women's sports due to Title IX. So if you're just making a boatload of more money from the football TV contracts, it's worth it for them.
I was just going to say, if the university
sucks for most is probably like the basketball or like the teams that play multiple games a week, right?
Yeah.
Or imagine like you committed to run track at USC, right? A prominent university. And now you got to run the Big Ten championship in like your 100 meters in 39 degrees in Indiana.
I'm guessing that the Big Ten track championship is going to find a way to be in Eugene.
It might get its way to Oregon. Yeah. In that track. That's funny though. They just pull off like their jacket before they get in the blocks. Like, son of a bitch, I'm running a second slower today.
Man, keeping some of them.
That's how it was in. Yeah, that's how it was in Iowa track.
Yeah, that first outdoor meet of the year was a little tough.
Yeah, I guess it's a good question, Grant. But if you're making $100 million a year, you know what's $100 grand? What's $100 grand for the soccer team to go lose and be 6-40? You know. Yeah, I really think in the grand scheme of things, if you got these suits and the execs to just say what they're thinking or say what they're making their decisions based off of, it's going to be something along the lines of, hey, you just don't matter enough. Like, you are so insignificant as a program to our university. The football and basketball is all that matters, and that's what's making us money, and it's worth it.
I think the TV contracts alone net each university like $45 million now.
Something like that.
So you don't mind spending an extra couple hundred grand sending the whatever team it is out to Los Angeles now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about how fortunate Iowa is to have at least two extra significant revenue producing sports in our athletic department.
Yeah. I mean, wrestling makes money,
and so does women's basketball. They both sell out Carver.
Yeah, up until now, I wouldn't call them a significant producer, but for
the last 10 years, they've sold a lot of tickets.
Money is mostly in TV, though.
Yeah.
That's fair. Okay. Touche.
I'll say this, for the next couple of years, until Caitlin Clark ain't wearing the Tiger Hawk anymore, they're going to make some money in women's basketball.
I think you got to bring this up as well before we run out of too much time. So there is with ACC stuff as well. Florida State, one of their board of directors is quoted saying that it's like not if we leave, it's when we leave.
Yeah, they're out.
Is it now going to be like week three Minnesota versus Florida State in the Big Ten as well?
I'd love to see it.
Like versus Clemson has been looking around. Do you think this is
Now you're giving me more options.
Clemson and Florida State are going to the SEC.
Yeah, they have to, right? They make sense there.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm still taking Oregon State and Washington State over them.
I think so too, yeah.
Like Oregon does not play Florida State for a trophy that looks like a platypus. I think that that's something, as we are a trophy conference, we need that.
I agree.
See how we can get rid of it. So I don't know. And also like as much, it would help though. Those are huge brands.
Yeah.
Like getting Clemson, getting Florida State would be massive.
It would.
Even if it's weird.
Well, and the thing is, and also lost in this is the new Big 12 that has Colorado, Utah, Arizona State, BYU.
I'm actually very pro this. I think that's a
fun. I love the new Big 12.
Kudos to the Big 12 for surviving, because when they lost Texas and Oklahoma, it looks like they were dead.
It looked bleak.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we thought Iowa State was like the Big 12, like ACC alliance, like 2 years ago. What happened to that?
Do you remember the Big 10 Pac-12 alliance?
Yeah.
That was a thing during COVID.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Why don't we
start an alliance? You give me your four best schools and you can fuck off.
And your conference can die. No, I agree, Kev. What the Big 12 has done to survive is great. I think the teams that they brought in make sense. Houston, UCF, Cincinnati, all these new teams from the Pac-12. I love the new Big 12. I think it's going to be a fun conference to watch both football and basketball.
I agree. The one thing they're struggling from is kind of what Grant was saying earlier, is they don't have a marquee brand anymore.
No, they don't. Yeah, I mean, BYU might be their fucking their headstrong. Their guy.
It'd probably be Oklahoma State or Kansas State,
Utah.
There's
Utah's good, but
So as we wrap this conversation up, is this where this leads, right? I've seen a lot of, oh, it's just going to end up being 30 team conferences of the Big Ten and the SEC. Like, those are the two conferences that are going to have it. But I kind of see it as a, I see the Big 12 as a player here. Is it just going to basically be those three conferences that this ends up with? You know, and like, how does the playoff work now? Do those three big conferences get two automatic bids? There's a lot of conversation to be had. It's weird.
I think the 12 team's still going to go to. I think it's going to be like still. It's going to just be a committee. I feel like still.
And it's like just
instead
be
of a committee picking four, we're picking 12.
Yeah, okay. You'll get automatic bids for being a conference champion.
Conference champion gets the automatic bid, but that's only what, three conferences now? Four.
Well, technically, the Pac-12 still has an automatic bid, but we'll see what happens.
And if Clemson and Florida State leave the ACC. What happens there? You know, all of a sudden, Wake Forest and South Carolina.
If Clemson and Florida State leave the ACC, then the ACC might be worse than the American Conference.
It's going to turn into what the Pac-12 is, because all those teams are going to try and get scooped up. So again, it's going to be the Big Three. You get three auto bids, and then you get.
It's really going to be the Big Two, and then the Big 12.
I know. It's just so weird.
There'd be two classes of conferences in the Big 12. I love what they did to survive, and I agree. I think they'll be a fun conference to watch, but they are not going to be at the same level as the Big Ten and the SEC are.
No, they're not.
Here's an idea: we upgrade the MAC to Power Five, and then now we're back there.
Gary, you watch a lot of action, don't you? You're a big MAC.
Ohio gets an automatic bid. We get Ohio versus Georgia.
Bowling Green gets the auto bid, and it will face Michigan.
Yeah, because everyone has been winning for LSU versus Western Michigan.
I think so.
Actually a little time where there's some MAC schools that were kind of like, we lost to Northern Illinois our very first game as Iowa.
We sure did.
Yeah. It was tough.
Big Ben went to Miami, Ohio.
Yeah.
No, there's a little stretch there
where there's some pretty damn good MAC teams.
Oh, still? It's not throwing that conference still away.
Okay, that's
Conference USA with the auto bid.
Yeah. I love Conference USA too.
It's a
if
great
it
conference.
If it becomes Big Ten, SEC, Conference USA, MAC, those are your Power Five. I'm in
with the Big 12.
Right. I'm not going to stand here and listen to the slander on the Mountain West, because they are by far and away better than the Conference USA.
Who's got the? Who's in Mountain West? That's Boise,
Wyoming.
Boise State, Wyoming, Air Force, God, San Jose Carlos, State, San Diego
Carlos
State.
Carlos technically as football.
These universities are like, they're making such little money compared to the Big Ten and the SEC. It's unbelievable.
Yes. Because that's where those are the games people watch.
Yes, that's why. I mean, how do you get better? How do you even get better?
Geographically, yeah. Alumni bases.
So, Kevin, you're a football fan like me. Here's a question for you. When all these conferences move, will this affect your viewing at all?
No, God, no. No. Although
absolutely not. No. And this is what I think is great about this is I can go on.
And this, that's why they did it, right? It's like
they're like, dance my little puppets on Twitter. Go complain. Sure. I know you're still going to come back and watch every single minute of this. It doesn't matter.
That's the thing. Everybody could be an independent, and as long as they come out with a 12-game schedule for every team, we're just going to watch whoever's is in the 11 o'clock slot and the 2:30 slot and the prime time. We're just going to turn the, you know?
I will say, though, man, I was actually breezing through, like, the schedules for, like, week 1 through 4.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of good matchups early in the season.
Oh, I'll find them.
I'm just saying, like, there's not going to be a whole lot of ranked v ranked brand names.
Gary will be watching the Charlotte 49ers take on Vanderbilt, and it's going to be an elite match.
You got Hawaii Vanderbilt week 1.
Well, I mean, you know, if you fire up the Betfred app and put enough money on it, any game can be real freaking interesting.
That's true. You put a little skin in the game.
Oh, which, speaking of that, Hawaii Vanderbilt game,
athlete.
I believe it's taking place at a local high school in Nashville because Vanderbilt Stadium is not done yet.
Yeah, which we saw in person.
Can I add one more thing while we're doing all this?
Go for it.
One more thing. I really hope that because like Pac-12 After Dark is sacred to me. I love it more than anything in the world. I hope that like if it's Big Ten After Dark, fine. But I think we need something at like the 11 p.m. slot.
Is like, you always got Hawaii, man.
When I don't care if it's USC Purdue. We just need something light.
It's whatever game happens to be home on the West Coast that day. And are they allowed? Now here's the question, because this would really get some advertising dollars. So would they be able to throw on the old Girls Gone Wild commercials on those? You guys remember that little MTV action, like 2000, circa 2005?
They throw. Oh, on, I remember like, the Girls Gone Wild commercials.
Yeah, little Girls Gone Wild commercials. You could throw those back on. That would really bring in some advertising dollars, I think. That's something. That's a suggestion that you're not getting on the Scott Docterman podcast. Just letting you know.
Shout out Scott.
Yeah, though. Grant. I think I don't think Scott. We have to worry about losing the 9 o'clock game because there's people that like watching football and eyeballs equal dollars. So yeah. there's going to be games on at that time.
Agreed. And those games will actually be that will be a better schedule for whatever team from over here has to go play that. Because it will at least feel like a 2:30 game, right? Instead of playing the 11 o'clock slot on the West Coast, and it feels like a, or I guess no,
well, not if you're going from say like Indiana's on East Coast time, and they go play a 7 o'clock,
am I backwards? Coast
time versus like USC, they'll be playing 10 o'clock. At night.
It's gonna feel shitty for the teams over there. Okay.
Yeah, it's either way you cut it, man, for some of those cross country games, it's going to feel shitty for the away team. It doesn't matter who's going where.
The USC students are going to be fired up to get up at 5 a.m. to watch their team play Rutgers.
Hell yeah. Well, USC, I don't think USC has fans anyway, really. They just,
whoever. They got a good fan base.
Whoever walks in there and, you know. I think Gary hit it on the head. The most important thing here is people are going to continue to watch. So it doesn't really matter, you know?
Do you guys have positives of this? I feel like we were really negative on it. You got like, I'm so happy this is happening now that we have all these teams.
You know, I wouldn't hate seeing like a 10 game conference schedule. So, you know, like you're playing someone worth watching for like, say your team. Like, I know we all got to buy some wins every now and then, but no one's excited about opening up the season with Utah State or week 3 versus Western Michigan. Right. So, If we got to a 10-game conference schedule and we played Iowa State and then you kept your one game that you paid the school $1 million for you to get your win, you know.
All right, now, I think of this the complete opposite way from a player standpoint and then from, like, a fan standpoint in a way as well, because as a player standpoint, I loved playing games where you could get full competition reps, but you're expecting to win. Like it was a little less pressure. You just go out there, you play free, you smoke them, and you get like the best practice you could ever get twice before you play your Big Ten slate. You beat Iowa State. Now you're 3-0 going to the Big Ten slate, feeling good about your game, you confident. I like it, dude. And well, as a fan, you want your team to get as many wins as it can. So, I mean, an easy win, fuck it, dude. We're still going to watch them and celebrate.
You get one of those now.
Yeah, you only get one.
Well, what are you talking about? You just said Utah State and
that's this year. Going forward, though, if you go to a 10-game conference schedule, then you only get two non-conference games. You play Iowa State, one of them.
Yeah, so yeah.
You get one little tune-up game.
All I'm saying is that I like them.
Well, the players definitely aren't going to have a fucking say in this. So that's, you know. Grant, I don't know if there are a lot of positives. I think it's just a lot of.
I got a positive. One positive.
Well, I was going to make right more away. Money, but.
Well, what I was thinking is Bill Walton is going to call. Into,
right?
Bill Walton's going to call an Iowa basketball game now.
UCLA, Iowa.
He's going to, and it's going to be great.
There you go.
Well, hey, that's why we have you on the show, because you could pull a positive from this just like that. I got nothing left.
Me either.
Fucking. Figured out a lot here. Hope the Big Ten listens to this, because I think they could really do something with it. That's about it. As a reminder, coming up September 1st, we're gonna be at Back Pocket 2-4. Kev, by the way, you're finding out the time right now live, so hopefully Kevin can make that. or at least the 3 to 4 hour. It's a Friday. He owns the company. Should be able to get a little time off. We'll see. Come visit us, buy some merch, watch us do a podcast, drink some beer, whatever you want to do. We'll talk to you guys next time. Till then, peace.
Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.